Right, mic check.
Mic check.
Oh, it looks great.
Right. Good.
Okay, so we're going to start off this episode with a post that we found on Reddit under the subreddit workout. Mm-hmm. A user posted this question: why do young people start exercising in their 20s? They go on to say, I see a lot of people my age range getting into fitness, going to the gym almost daily and doing pre-workout meals like having a protein shake or whatnot. I'm a 22 female, and I briefly read that exercise in your 20s helps you maintain your figure and health and prevents bone density loss and other ailments as you grow older. It seems like your habits in your 20s sets you up for the future.
Hmm.
My question is, what are some things I need to do to get into fitness in my 20s? What are your reasons to working out in your 20s? And is it normal to do a full body workout every day? This is a great, great question.
Yeah, she has like good background and knowledge on it. Like, she seems to know why you should start working out in your 20s.
Something that we both relate to. She says, it seems like your habits in your 20s sets you up for your future. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, just starting any habit takes time. Yeah. So the earlier you can get into the habit of doing something,
right,
the better for you.
Right. I mean, she asks in her post, what are the reasons to start working out in your 20s? So what are they?
Yeah. It's funny because she asks, but I feel like she also answers her own question.
Right.
She's like, I briefly read that exercise in your 20s, you know,
right,
helps you maintain your figure and your health and bone density. So I guess she's really looking at what other people's is.
Yeah.
Well,
let's look at the comments.
Yeah, let's look at what some of the comments are saying here. So we had one user comment, it is far, far easier to stay in shape than to get into shape.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very true.
We have another user who said, I started because I hated how I looked 7 years later, and I wouldn't know what to do with all the free time if I wasn't training. It's also the highlight of my day.
Hmm.
That's interesting because we even alluded to this in our last episode.
Yeah.
A lot of people start working out to change how they look, but now this user has made it a habit and it's a highlight of her day.
Yeah.
And I bet if we asked her, she would say, oh, it releases my stress and it keeps me moving.
Like, how relevant is her appearance now? Like, I'm sure it's still there for the goals, like we said. I'm sure it keeps her going, but, you know, what else is keeping her going? She feels good. The endorphins.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, think about
her future health.
If it's 7 years later, her appearance,
and she's writing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her appearance has definitely changed in 7 years of working out. That is like a given. So for her to continue, that means it means so much more to her now.
Mm-hmm.
Working out means so much more than what she looked like or looks like.
Yeah.
We had another user say, I go to the gym because it helps with anxiety. Absolutely. Yeah.
That this person says it's therapeutic. Okay. Yeah. Let's take a look at this person who said they're 56 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like everyone, so the post is about 20s, but now we're having a 56 year old answer.
Yeah, so we have one user who said, I'm 56 now and I've been working out consistently since my late 20s. My first wife was very much into kickboxing and it looks like they shared a love of fitness together. Unfortunately, his wife passed away from cancer after they had been married for 22 years. And rather than start drinking, he decided to keep his habit of staying in the gym. It was a good spot to stay focused on, and the repetitive foundation of going to the gym offers a familiar, healthy space when stuff goes to shit. Also, it has been mentioned that it's easier to get in shape. It's easier to stay in shape than to get into shape. So,
yeah, and that's what someone had just said in another comment.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's kind of cool to hear that from someone who was in their 20s and now isn't and is older, and looking back on their life and how they're glad that they had the foundation from their 20s that they could continue to grow with in their late 50s.
There's just so much, y'all.
Yeah.
I think that this Reddit post really sets the stage for our episode today, yeah. which is the two roads theory, which y'all are probably like, what is this? You probably tried Googling it. There's nothing on Google. We made it up. And we made it up through kind of coincidence or just
like on accident.
We were recording a earlier episode, and I guess I was just kind of talking about how when I think about fitness and the why behind why I work out now, as we both know, it starts from an appearance place. You want to change how you look, but it's developed to be about how I feel.
Yeah.
And when I think about the why, I think about future Victoria, like grandmother Victoria, 75-year-old Victoria. And I said to you, Nick, I was like, it's kind of like two roads. And I think about, what road do I want to take? Do I want to take a road where I'm active and I start being active now and I stay active for my whole life? And when I'm 75, I'm able to run around with the grandkids and, you know, walk on my own. I don't need a walker. I'm able to sleep better. Yeah. I have more energy and less health problems.
Right.
Or do I take the road where it's, you know, easier and I am not active and I have a sedentary lifestyle and now I'm 75 and I'm on four different medications. I need a walker. I need...
Have no energy, don't sleep well.
Have arthritis and things that happen as
injuries
a result.
Injuries from a fall.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a big one.
Strong.
That is such a big one. If you're not working out, your bones are more frail. Your muscles are weaker. So I essentially was like, it's just like deciding what road you want to take.
Yeah. That's a good way to think of it. I like that.
Yeah. And so if you're listening to this, kind of think about it, right? Like, if you were me, which Victoria do you want to be? Which road do you want to take? Yeah. And what is preventing you now from taking that active road?
Yeah, what's preventing you from starting it?
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, we all started because of something. And I think the Reddit post was very interesting because the main user asked, what made you start? You saw a lot about appearance, which is valid. But then we saw the 56-year-old man who said it got him out the house. It reduced his stress and sadness from
gave
his
him,
wife
like,
passing.
Something to do. Like nothing was mentioned about appearance with him. But even that other girl who said, like, I started 7 years ago or whatever she said. And now where she, like, she didn't like how she looked. So then she started and now it's 7 years later. Well, she didn't say anything about appearance now. She was saying how it helped her feel better, and
she wouldn't know what to do with her day if that wasn't something.
It's the highlight of her day.
Yeah. And honestly, that's what happened to both of us.
Yeah.
For both of us, it started with appearance, and now we're trying to be like that girl who is staying in the gym, or like the 56-year-old man, how it helps him get out the house and feel good.
Yeah. I like that. The highlight of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be.
I also just think about how literally I go through this sometimes mental dilemma on days that I'm just not really feeling up for it, but I know that I should because I won't have time later in the week or whatever the case may be. And I just go, and every time I feel better.
Yeah.
There's not been a single time that I go to the gym
feeling worse. No.
Unless I, you know, injured something by accident or pulled something.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like my mood and my energy. Like I 100% of the time leave the gym feeling so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the best addiction.
I mean, I believe it. I've experienced it. Yeah. Well, another thing that came up in the post was the original poster said she knows it can prevent muscle loss and all that. And I mean, she had that right. We know like a common fact that's known within the fitness community is after age 30, people begin to lose 3 to 5% of their muscle mass per decade.
Mm.
And most people will lose, most inactive people will lose about 30% of their muscle mass in their lifetime.
Wow.
That's scary. Like,
yeah.
That should be concerning. What was that other post, that guy that we found?
Oh, yeah. So there was a question that we also saw on Quora. And
oh, yeah. Someone asked, do you lose muscle from aging even if you stay consistent? And this guy responded, he said, at age 73, I still have the same muscle mass I had at age 18.
Wow.
I am managing to keep it without resorting to any supplements. And then he goes into talking about how he works out 6 days a week at the gym and talks about his workout. And then also goes into his diet, calling it his secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that. I mean, that's a whole nother thing. Diet's 80%. Working out's like 20%.
Yeah.
But, and then he posted a picture of himself. He's mid 70s and he's like
ripped. Y'all, you know, y'all got to see this picture, because this picture of this man, y'all, he literally looks like he could be 25 years old in his body.
And like, you can tell the muscle mass has been retained. Like, he's not wrong.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that just goes to show, if you start in your 20s before you hit 30, it's just so much easier to get things going in your 20s than it is after the fact. So, like, for example, when you hit 30, the muscle mass starts to decline, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're basically, everything after 30 is almost as if you're running uphill. Like, you're fighting that gravity force of the decline of the muscle mass percentage. So it's going to be harder to gain muscle mass, even though you're eating and working out, the older you get, because it's naturally declining with your age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because essentially, looking at the 73-year-old man from that Quora post, he was able to maintain his muscle mass, but he started in his 20s and he was consistent. So that's another key takeaway too, is, okay, you build up muscle and you work out in your 20s. Okay, you're not gonna stop in your 30s.
Yeah.
Like, you wanna continue to build healthy habits and just get started, even if it's 1 day a week, 2 days a week. Something is better than nothing,
exactly.
But time is on your side.
From what we just saw from the Quora post, clearly you can maintain muscle mass and prevent it from declining at the rate that the statistic said.
Yeah, and it's never too late.
No.
But it's important to start as early as you can, statistically speaking.
Right. Exactly.
And that really goes into, you know, kind of going back to the two roads theory and thinking about the two possible Nicks, possible Victorias. Here's what we know, right? Here's what we know of older adults who have an active lifestyle. They experience better physical health, better mental well-being, and social engagement. Let's not forget that part. Being in the gym or being part of a tennis club or pickleball or what have you.
Like the comment.
Yeah.
He, you know, was happy working out. It was getting him out of the house. He was social.
Exactly.
Had something to do.
Yeah. So it improves social engagement. Older adults who are active also are more likely to retain independence and autonomy as they age, enjoying a higher quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like what you said earlier, lower risk of falling.
Right.
You're not having to rely on other people helping you move around, or walkers, or things like that, you have more independence and right. autonomy.
Or you watching the grandkids. You don't need someone watching you and the grandkids.
Like, watching me watch the grandkids. Like, yeah, exactly.
You know, like you'll be healthy and strong enough to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's the goal. And also, active adults feel a sense of purpose and vitality, enhancing overall satisfaction in later years. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's what we know about
active
adults.
Now, if you take the other road, the more sedentary lifestyle, I mean, there's just a whole bunch of things that are associated with that, like greater risk of conditions, like mm-hmm. diseases. Obviously, the muscle weakness from the percent that's lost, mm-hmm. joint stiffness, even like mental decline. Like we've said, how good working out is for your mental health, mm-hmm. and social isolation, opposite of what you said.
Yeah.
Another thing that I just thought of, I literally have seen these things firsthand account. Like I had some older clients,
personal training. Yeah.
And I mean, I had a couple of them. There was this one woman I had, and she was in her like mid 70s.
Okay.
She looked so great. She was so strong. She even worked like a full-time job still.
Wow.
And she was like a flight attendant. So she was even like running around, like moving around. Yeah. Like this lady was so fit. And I just remember teaching her being like, I need to remember this because I want to be like this when I'm in my 70s.
Goals. Seriously.
Like,
that's awesome.
It was just really cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, did you have any clients that were the opposite though? That this was like their first time getting into the gym or had little experience?
I mean, yeah, like there were people that were definitely like in need of like assistance and starting up, you know, like a workout program later in life.
Yeah.
But like we said, you can start at any time. Mm-hmm. But I mean, most of my clients had on and off workout experience. So they were all pretty fit, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually really inspiring to hear, you know, mm-hmm. like.
I mean, it's one of those things like, I feel like a lot of the clients I had, they were coming to personal training because they knew they needed it. It almost kind of reminds me of, it's like a self-awareness thing.
Yeah.
It's almost like being self-aware that you need to go to therapy or something. Like they were self-aware that they wanted to be fit and that they were getting older, or they wanted to maintain where they were. And maybe they needed a trainer for that. And that's great.
Yeah, to like fine tune, you know, their skills or whatever. That's such a good analogy, kind of having that self-awareness. And, you know, I wonder how many of those people wish they had started earlier. Yeah. Like you said, it's never too late. So it's amazing for them to be proactive about mm-hmm. their health. And this is just to say, like, there is no shame in not knowing where to start.
I mean, we were there.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. I was doing those Chloe Ting workouts. Do you remember that?
I do.
You know, and if that's where you start, that's where you start.
But look at us now.
Yeah. And through, honestly, like, as much as we do and probably will bash social media, it's also a tool that I've kind of used to my advantage.
It's a blessing and a curse.
It's a blessing and a curse, literally, because we'll go into all the like the bad parts of it. But the good things are it has taught me a lot. Mm. You just have to use it to your advantage and use like Google or friends and family or, I mean, even do personal training for a little bit just to get started. But it's just important to start.
Mm-hmm.
So to wrap up the episode, you know, we really just want to emphasize that it's never too late. Mm-mm. And when thinking about the two roads theory, just think about what road do you want to choose? What future you do you want to be? And start today to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're living a sedentary lifestyle right now, you need to make the switch to an active one. It's never too late, but you need to start now.
It's just important to get started. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Till next time.
Bye.